أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقال الذين كفروا لا تأتين الساعة قل بلى وربي لتأتينكم عالم الغيب لا يعزب عنه مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر إلا في كتاب مبين. In the opening verses of Surah Saba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced us to the vastness and the comprehensiveness of His knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how Allah knows of every single thing, particle, creature, creation of His that enters into the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows fully aware of every single thing that comes out of the earth. Allah knows of everything that comes down from the heaven and everything that ascends and goes up towards the heaven. وَهُوَ الرَّحِيمُ الْغَفُورُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the most salient attribute of His, and that is His rahmah, His mercy. Allah says He is al-Rahim and al-Ghafoor, the most merciful and the most forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks of an argument of the disbelievers, an argument that is repeatedly mentioned in the Quran because of how often they would raise this argument and this objection against the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in ayah number 3 of Surah Saba, Allah says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Those who had committed kufr, those who had disbelieved, they said, لَا تَأْتِينَ السَّاعَةِ. The final hour, Qiyamah, will never come upon us. We will never experience Qiyamah. And we will never experience the final hour which you keep on reminding us of, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qul, say O Muhammad, bala, why not? Most certainly, undoubtedly, definitely, wa rabbi lata'tiyannakum alimi al-ghayb, by my Rabb, who is the knower of the unseen, it will most certainly come to you. You are definitely going to experience it, whether you believe in it or not, whether you refuse to believe in it, or you accept it, whether you reject it or not, it is certainly going to come to you. And you are most definitely going to experience it. لَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْهُمْ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again speaks about the vastness of His knowledge. Allah says nothing, absolutely nothing in the heavens and the earth, even if it were the measure of a ذَرَّةٍ, the measure, the weight of an atom, that small. Dharra actually does not translate as atom, but because the smallest particle that exists is an atom, dharra is translated as atom. But dharra actually refers to the smallest particle or the smallest thing that exists in the heavens and the earth. It's known as dharra. According to some mufassirin, dharra is the speck of dust that you see sometimes floating in the sunlight. When there's some sunlight that enters the room or that enters a place, especially in the morning, and you can see some specks of dust or particles, whatever they may be, very, very tiny, that is dharra. Allah says that to Allah knows. That speck of dust, how many billion, trillion amount that we cannot even start counting of those exist in the heaven and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nothing in the heavens and the earth escapes Allah. Not even the weight of a dharra, not even the weight of an atom. وَلَا أَصْغَرُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Nor anything smaller than that. If there's anything smaller than the dharra also, Allah knows it. وَلَا أَكْبَرُ. And nor anything bigger than that. إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Except that it is recorded in a manifest book. Allah wishes to bring to our attention that your every single deed, whether it is a good deed or a bad deed, regardless of how small and how tiny and how insignificant that deed may be, or how grave and how great and how enormous it may be, it is recorded in a clear book. And when the final hour does come, when Qiyamah does approach, then it will all be opened up before you and presented to you. لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the reason why Allah will allow Qiyamah to come. Why will Allah allow every one of us, believers and disbelievers, to experience as-sa'ah, the final hour in the day of judgment? Allah says Allah allows that to happen, and there must be Qiyamah. Qiyamah must come, the day of judgment must come. Why? لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Because Allah wishes to reward those who have brought iman and who carried out acts of righteousness. That is what Qiyamah is all about. It is the day when you receive your results. Every test, every examination, every imtihan, we know that it is followed by a day wherein you receive your result and you anticipate and you look forward to the day wherein you know you are going to receive the results and you are going to study the outcome of your hard work, and you will know what your situation will be. And that's the whole point of the exam. That's the whole point of the imtihan. It is all a build-up, and it is all carried out towards that day wherein you receive the result. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qiyamah must happen, because human beings are living a life of test and a life of examination, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may reward those who have brought iman and who have done acts of righteousness. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ. What is their reward? Allah says, they shall receive forgiveness from Allah. أُولَٰئِكَ those, لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. And they will receive a noble provision in the form of Jannah, in the form of the luxuries, and in the form of the pleasures of Jannah. That is what they will receive. وَالَّذِينَ سَعُوا فِي آيَاتِنَا. But those who strove and who worked tirelessly against our verses in order to render the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam helpless, those who continuously from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced Nubuwwah, you will find them. They were found in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right up to the day of Qiyamah. They are those who will strive very, very hard and who will work very hard to fight against the verses of Allah, and to try and defeat the deen of Allah, and will try and defeat the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says Qiyamah must happen for them also. Qiyamah must come. Why? أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مِّن رِجْزٍ أَلِيمٌ. Because those, they shall receive a painful divine torment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.